It's 37 degrees at 8:55, and market's kind of bouncing around a little bit. The wheat appears to be the big gainer here so far on this Monday morning. And coming in to talk to us a little bit about the markets this morning is Joe Vaklavic from Standard Grain up in Chicago. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. Yeah, we've got the wheat market certainly the best performer here this morning. Last quote, we've got May Chicago wheat up 7 cents at 470. May Kansas City wheat up 9 cents at 478.5. May spring wheat up 4.25 at 513.25. In the row crop markets, we've got the May corn up 2 cents at 369. May soybeans up 0.5 cent at 898. The big story here coming into this week would be this freeze event that we saw over all of Kansas and a good portion of Oklahoma. That was unforecasted, certainly different than what a lot of the weather models had suggested. So the Kansas City market gapped open higher last night on the open, and we found a little bit of follow-through buying here this morning. Also of note here would be the CFTC commitment of traders report. You know, last week, managed money funds were sitting on a record short position in the corn market. We saw just a little bit of short covering there. The big move was in the soybean market, where managed money, large funds, flipped from a big short position to a modest long position last week. So we saw some very, very significant short covering. Funds now holding a net long in the soybean market. And I think a lot of people actually probably a little disappointed with the rally we've seen in the beans given that big short covering event. We saw a move of less than 50 cents from the early March low up to these recent highs. So given the big short covering event, I feel like the action could have been better. A lot of money changing hands, a lot of beans changing hands in the soybeans. In the wheat, funds still sitting short about 65,000 contracts. We had Informa out last week with some acreage estimates, 89.5 for corn. That compares to USDA's Ag Forum number of 90 million. In the soybeans, Informa put the bean acreage number at 84 million. That's quite a bit above USDA's Ag Forum number near 82.5. We don't want to see that 84 million acre bean number, guys. That's too high. That's going to make it very, very difficult to rally this market. And again, in the wheat, the big story here today would be this weather event, but we did see a pretty significant sell-off in the wheat market last week. Looking at the livestock real quickly, we are sharply lower. April cattle 85 cents lower, 138.97. June cattle down $1.20 at 127.90. The feeder cattle market is anywhere from 50 cents to $3 lower across the board, depending on the contract. We had a cattle on feed report out on Friday. Everything was within expectations except for the placements number. We were expecting a placements number near 108%. We finally got a number at 110%, so that was a little negative. So the feeder cattle market especially kind of taking it on the chin here today. The hog market is also lower, down $1.30 in the nearby April contract at 70.15. Looking at the outside markets, really pretty quiet. We've got Dow Jones futures down 15 points. We've got the bonds about a handle and a half lower. Value of the U.S. dollar just a little bit higher. Crude oil is up 46 cents at 41.60 in the May contract. I think there's a lot of uncertainty regarding the currencies moving forward. The Fed is certainly making an effort here to push the dollar lower. We'll see if that's successful. Again, my name is Joe Vaklavic, and I'm from Standard Grain here in Chicago.
All right, Joe, thanks a lot for that report. We appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll see you later.
Joe Vaklavic joining us on this Monday morning from Standard Grain up in Chicago.